Much has been made in recent years about the hard times facing most print and even some broadcast news media. So one day I wandered into the Florida Press Center a few blocks from the state capitol to see what news organizations were left. On the second floor of the once bustling Florida Press Center in Tallahassee, here are some of the names outside now empty offices: Halifax Media, Politico. A few steps further on, we see the Palm Beach Post. Here's the Florida Press, Bay News 9 and News 13, and a Blue Lotus Counseling and Holistic Wellness Center. But down on the center's first floor, there are a few occupied offices. iHeartMedia's Rick Flagg is in one, and right next door, where the First Amendment Foundation used to be, is a brand new tenant, the Florida Phoenix News Service, headed by Julie Hauserman. She used to report state capitol news for the then St. Petersburg Times, Stewart News, and Tallahassee Democrat, but she says she's out of the print game for good.
Because of the internet, it just shifted everything. And so newspapers and the traditional media models, I think they clung to the old model a little bit too long, the distribution model. And, you know, we can see that in hindsight, but maybe they couldn't see it when it was happening.
So Hauserman says the new Florida Phoenix joins a growing group of exclusively online news content providers.
There's excellent journalists here doing daily breaking news all the time. The Associated Press, the News Service of Florida, Florida Politics, Politico. People talk about the hollowing out of the news, but Tallahassee actually, compared to many states, does have quite a few different media outlets covering state government.
Most of those providers, however, charge subscribers to access their content. Hauserman says the Florida Phoenix won't.
We work for a foundation, and our content's all free to subscribers, and it's free of advertising. So the idea is that basically this is a public service that needs to be philanthropically supported.
That supporting organization is the Washington-based New Venture Fund. Its underwriters include such entities as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That gives it a bit of an anti-corporate mindset, which is something else that attracted Hauserman to the enterprise, given her own worldview.
So the Florida Phoenix is going to be editorially progressive, and of course I was chosen as the editor because of my progressive background. I've been working on behalf of the environment and social justice causes for many, many years in Florida.
That bent, she insists, will not impact straight news reporting.
I will have that policy, but my reporters will be straight down the line. They're long-term journalists, and they're interested in digging into state government and trying to figure out how are your tax dollars being spent. What kind of decisions are leaders making, and are the policies serving people?
As to who those reporters are?
Well, I'm super excited to be working with my old colleague from the St. Pete Times Bureau, Diane Rado. She's an excellent investigative reporter. I have Mitch Perry, who has been a radio host and worked for FloridaPolitics.com. And I have C.D. Davidson-Hires, and she's a recent Florida State University graduate. And she's a real good writer and a real good reporter so far. She's had bylines in the Tallahassee Democrat and in Tallahassee Magazine.
The service is available at FloridaPhoenix.com, as well as multiple social media platforms. The inaugural edition even includes a guest commentary from St. Pete, Tampa Bay Times legend Lucy Morgan. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.